Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Marcia, Dr. Cappuccino, coming at you from the Global Vision for Living Today. And you know, scripture says without a vision, they perish. It didn't say if you talk all night long, you talk all day long. It says without a vision. So whatever anybody is talking about, those that they're talking to, those that they're addressing, they have got to have a vision. They, without a vision, the people perish. So all y'all out there, hey, you ministers, if they ain't got no vision, you're wasting your time. If they can't talk to you about a visionary goal, you're wasting your time. My daddy used to say, open the door, bushes, all y'all get out of here that don't have a vision. Some of them didn't even know what a vision was. He came in that, oh, he said, you know, I've been talking for all these years. These so-and-sos, they ain't got no vision. They don't know what it is. So I just said, well, look like to me, you done wasted 40 years of time. But without a vision, the people perish. Welcome to the global vision for living today, and you're surely going to get it. Thank you for tuning in. Our show topic is How Can I Show God That I Love Him? Psalm 83:18, part 3. Hey, we can stop at part 1, part 2. This is part 3 because we have found out that people have been wasting their time because God is love. And if they ain't trying to work the works of love, they wasting their time. And, of course, God ain't got none to waste. Look at what's going on in the world. Look at what these teenagers are doing. Look at what the old folks are doing. Look at what Hurricane Ian is doing. Hey, there's no time to play. You got some people still out there, well, I'm going to say this, well, I'm going to say that. Shut up and sit down and figure out how to ask your people, what are they living for? Just ask them that. I know groups out there call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses. They would ask just questions. They walk up soon as they open the door, they would ask questions. And whether they shut the door or not, they had to think about that. And one very popular question was, my name is so-and-so, good morning. What are you living for? And they seen that, and they had to stop and think and say, oh my God, it's kind of early in the day. What are you living for, sir? We welcome with us for the 230th episode. Can you imagine? Dr. William, Colonel Harrison, you know, a lot of people have called in. Some have sent texts. Some have sent emails. What does he do? Well, I'm going to tell you, he's the senior pastor of Second Union Baptist Church in the D.C. metropolitan area. But all that is changing because we see the world has changed for the worse. So whatever we've been talking about, hey, it ain't done nothing. It has encouraged some. And my father said, if you can't walk on water, you ain't doing nothing. So all y'all out there talking about, I'm doing this, I've done that. Now you got to figure this out. How can you show God that you love him? What should you be doing? What should you be talking about? I just saw an 80-year-old woman running for some Senate seat in Utah. She's on that 80 years old rapping. There's no excuse, old man. You got to do what God told you to do. That's number one. How can I show God that I love him? You got to do what he says. And you're not going to do what he says unless you are taught something about him. How are you going to love somebody you don't know anything about? All these dicks and gimmicks and faux show statements and ha-ha, hee-ha words that people are standing up talking about, it has not worked. Look at your own household. It ain't worked. Colonel Harrison is with us today. I just mentioned him. Colonel Harrison, Dr. Harrison, hey, whatever your name is. How can people show God that they love him? Let's get down to something important because my name ain't nothing, and I know y'all's is not either. Can we do? Let's come out with a couple of things here. How can a person show God that they love him? No hogwash, no baby patty cake talk. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What can a person do to show God that they love him? I don't want to hear no bam-bam talk. I don't want to hear, I think. The people do not want to hear, well, I hope this and I hope that. All you got to do is open up that word like Philip said. He said, I can't do all this unless I have someone to teach me. I can't do it. I can't do it. If I don't have someone to teach me, I cannot do it. Even Jesus Christ said, I cannot do anything of my own volition, of my own strength. So fast forward 2,000 years, I know dying, dead, humankind should be saying that too. Can't do nothing of his volition. And now here's the trick there. I just said you can't do nothing of your own will. So that means you got to find yourself in a horrible pit before you can say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to show God I love him. You already know. Some of us really already know what he's saying, what he didn't ask us to do. So how can I show God that I love him? Colonel Harrison, start us off.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Constantine, and listening audience. Number one, to show God that we love him. Number one, we have to get to know who God is. Number two, we have to yield our lives
right
to God.
Let's stop right there. I heard you say we got to get to know him or something like that. Okay, let's kind of back up. How can I show God that I love him? I think you mean a person has got to be interested first in God, someone they can't touch, they can't feel, they can't see him. So the first thing, and we covered this. Thank you, 11,000. We covered this. You first have got to fall on your knees and pray that God send somebody in your life. Pray that he send an organization in your life. Pray that your next door neighbor might know something about him. God has got to know that you put him first. How you going to put him first and you don't know nothing about him? Already the walking dead. Have anybody seen the walking dead? Have anybody seen the walking dead? Can you put your hand in front of you and say, oh, yeah, I am the walking dead. First things first, there's got to be a praying unction within. The spirit has got to lead the person to want to know who God is, know all about him. Where did he come from? How old is he? Where does he live? Ain't nobody going to show God anything until they are taught that. So, 2,000 years ago, he said, all y'all standing here looking halfway crazy and looking sad. You see, I'm floating up to heaven. I want you to do this. I want you to go there for us. Now, he's talking to the ones that's trying to be big shots using his name, a big shot behind his name. You a big shot? Get out of wherever you're at. Go ye there for us. Preach and teach. He knew they could. He was with them for 3 years. They was already born in Judaism. They had to pray so many times a day. They had to go to the synagogues. So they already had a head start. But when Jesus came on the scene, they knew he had something they didn't have. He knew something they didn't know. Whatever they was doing before him, counted all rubbish. Paul said, counted all garbage. So the first thing first, you got to know him. He said that they might know me. So how can you show God that you love him? First of all, you got to know something about him. You got to be taught. So those at his feet, Matthew 28, here we are. I count myself a teacher. Yes, here we are. So let's back this thing up. If you don't know, You got to pray to God to send you someone that you know what they know, you know who they are, you know even what some of their background is. You don't run out there after 2 months of Bible study. Ain't nobody got time to teach you anyway. If the truth be told, they're already on a trajectory. They ain't got time to fool with nobody that don't know God, don't want to obey him, and don't want to learn nothing about him. I said that. I don't care. God is. So again, Colonel Harrison, what is the first thing a person has got to do to show God that they love him? What do they got to do first? All hogwash aside, what do they got to do? You're a minister. You say pastor. I don't hear that word too much anymore. What do they got to do?
They must pray. After they pray, get to know who God is, they must be willing to yield their lives to God. The way they're living now, that is contrary to God, that the ways of the world, and the world is in chaos, the world is in turmoil. They got to turn around. They got to change their direction. And they got to yield their lives to God so that God can mend, mold, and make them in the image and live the way that he wants them to live their lives. Because God has a plan for everyone that's born. God has a plan. Not for us to destroy ourselves, not for us to deteriorate, not for us to just fall by the wayside and aimless go through life, but to witness to other people what God has done for us, how he's changed our lives, how he's better our lives. And so a lot of people don't want to come unto God to get to know God because either they don't want to change or they're afraid of changing.
Yeah.
So they got to turn
around.
They got to change their ways.
Yeah, and you know what? You just said something. I think we need to talk on that a later day. The wayside. You got a whole lot of people standing around the wayside. Some of y'all preachers, I wish I could preach it, but I can't. Y'all need to talk about the wayside because Jesus went over into the wayside. But I don't want to get on that because I'm getting very excited. You got a lot of people with masks on hanging around the wayside, driving over to the wayside. He said, get out of the world. He said, separate yourself. Get out of there. Let them perish. Let them go on. But how can a person show God that they really care about him? Well, number one, they got to know. So first thing first, they have got to have a comprehensive study of the word. They got to be guided by somebody that do not care about telling it like it is. God then already gave them, I'm going sideways where I'm at. God then already did all of that. So now, okay, God, I got to get out of here. I'm going to give me a head of cabbage and some pinto beans. But on the way, I'm stopping by the wayside to tell somebody something about God. Oh, you know, I don't have time to read all them books of the Bible. I don't have to. You don't have time. Your time has run out. But you do have time for the simple three. That's how can I show God that I love him? Number one, you got to learn about him. Number two, you got to witness about him and his son. And number three, you got to be willing. Just like those 12 minus one, when he said, follow me, he went on to die. They already knew. That's what's going to happen to me. When you follow somebody into the middle of the street, they get hit, you get hit. I mean, come on, let's be real about this. You don't have people in the end time that's even really interested in God. Studies show only 20% of people in America believe in the Bible anymore, care about God, care about what God has to say. Only them. So that means right now, but for anybody talking about how can I show God I love him, time has run out. You ain't got too much time. 20%. So that means 80% is dead. Well, that might be good for the witnesses that then got back out there. At least 80% is dead. Pass them up. Pass them by. A song say, do not pass me. Pass them by. You only got 20% now, and you got to watch them. Truth be told, Satan ain't playing. He was so sneaky and slippery. Look what he did to the first human pair. So you got to watch. You got to, stay on the watch. You show that stay on the watch. But why are you doing that? How can I show God that I love him? Pray, God, I'm interested in you. I ain't no good. I ain't never been no good. The Bible said none are good, no, not one. But right now, I need to show you something. I may be dead in the morning. But right now, I need to show you that I love you. What am I going to do, Colonel Harrison? What else can a person do? Come on, let's hit heavy and let's hit hard. What else can a person do to show God that they love him?
Well, I mentioned surrender. Oh, be obedient. Be obedient. Once you learn about God, be obedient to God's holy words. God has a script for us called the Holy Bible. There's 66 books, and it covers from Genesis to Revelation. It covers from our birth unto our death, from the womb to the tomb. And we need to get to know something about God. The teacher teaches, but we got to spend some time with God. There's audio tapes, there's video tapes, there are electronic downloads you can get on your smartphone, and the Bible, and spend some time with God. We spend time doing everything else, and we're perishing, but yet we won't spend time to better ourselves. And God, the Creator, Jehovah 83, Psalm 83, 18, God, is the only one who can save mankind and this world, the condition we're in present.
Man, it's really, it has deteriorated down to almost nothing. Why would I be interested in showing God that I love him? What are some of God's traits that would cause me to say, you know what, I'm going to stop the foolishness. You know what, I'm not running out there in that world. Jesus said they're dead out there, so I'm going to let the dead bury the dead. I'm not going to show Jesus that I'm a joke. I'm not going to do it because people can see that. I swear I am, me myself, I am shocked by some observations that people have. I'm shocked. I said, now, y'all all know I'm crazy. Oh, yeah, doctor, you know, well, we all been talking about you. We all know you. You would have to be crazy to have a God empty into you what it's going to take to walk the streets of this world today. You got to be crazy. People know that. People know, even if you even belong around them, people know. Them people, when Jesus said, y'all, I'm sent you to highways, I want you to go to the byways, I want you to go into the catacombs where the dead is, just walk through. If you don't say nothing, just walk through. Hold up your left hand. Hold up your right hand. Tell mama I can't go that right. There was a time when my mom was alive. I didn't speak there for 2 years. And when the word came to me and they told me, says, your name, ma'am, do you know anybody named Bert? I said, what? And I ran to Centinella Hospital, and when I turned that corner, my mama jumped up in the bed, hollering and cried. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you something. If you work anything, somebody's going to grab hold of you. And they should, because right now, to not know God, not obey God, he said, they're all going into the lake of fire. He said, those that don't know him and those that don't obey him, there's a judgment there. What else can somebody say? And they speak in your language. You can't lie that you don't understand nothing. You understand. Yeah, God ain't going to send nobody to you or send you to anybody with that kind of a hoax. That's a hoax against the Holy Ghost, hoax against the Spirit of God, the one that any of us is still living. How can I show God that I love him? I got to pray, God, I done messed up, and I'm still messing up. I know I'm not worth anything, dead or alive, except to say something about you. Many are called. Few is chosen. A few. 1, 2, 3. Few is chosen. Letting all the other ones do the work. God don't give your reward to no one that is not learning about you, not trying to live for you. You can't live for God and you don't know nothing about it. You a liar. You can't tell anybody. I'm living for God. Oh, yeah, I know God. Yeah, I love God. You are a liar. The skirt is pulled up over your head. People see that. Oh, yeah, I know you glad, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Ain't nobody playing with the phonies no more. Hey, it's too late now. It's too late. It's too late. It's time now to show God that you love him. And now in the last few minutes that we have, let me tell you guys what's very important. We have a lot of things coming up on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard, Standard Time. And this is something you might be interested in. What is the future of the black man? If they're not in jail, they almost in jail. If they're not dead, they're almost dead. If they're hungry, begging forevermore, you already know what conditions they're in. What is the problem? What is the black man's future? Tune in. You can email MotherNature7@gmail.com and get on board as a speaker. You got something to say. Let us hear from you. Colonel Harrison will be one of the speakers. And we are really going to tell it like it is. The only thing I'm not going to do is name names. But I'm going to be the moderator. And I know you are in for a treat. I already got the question. What has happened to the black man? Grandma would put you out at 16, not 18. Boy, get out of here. Get out of here. And don't come back. I mean, what has happened now that we have become nothing but enablers? That's why we're in the shape we're in. I've never heard or talked to so many black folks that got problems. And the smart ones know, don't come to me because you really don't want to hear what I got to say. You ain't learned nothing, so you don't want to hear what I got to say. But tune in Tuesday at 4. For the information or the invitation, contact MotherNature7@gmail.com. What is the future of the black man? It is not good. And you know what? The Bible says it's going to come a time when he's going to silence those. He ain't no need of trying to say nothing to them. Just look in their eyes and know that they dead and keep on going. Please tune in. If you got any black people in your life, I remember my husband said when I married him, he said, are you going to have any black people in my home? I can't tell you what I did. I was an exhibitionist. And I said, if this is black, then you know it's going to be, oh, okay, I understand. Yes, I understand. It was so funny. My mama laughed all the way until she died. But let me tell you something. Don't nobody care about the black man no more, but grandma, great-grandma, and so forth and so on. And a few of us are just hanging on because we already know the future. But I want you to tune in now. You guys remember Battleground America. Colonel Harrison held up Washington, D.C., Maryland, and I think another state. But what I want to mention about Battleground America is that we had a lot of people on our side that were representing other states, and we want to give you a report about that. Watch your emails because, I had someone, I think I told Colonel Harrison, out of Texas that called to say that he wanted to get in on the next phase of Battleground America. He claims he's a millionaire, billionaire. I said, fine, come on board because we're going to need almost every dime you got. And he said, yeah, and he sent some information here. Listen, people already know not only America, but the world is doomed. The world is doomed. The world is doomed. There was a promise of a new heaven and a new earth. Well, you got to get rid of the old to bring in something new. Revelation 21, 1 through 4. So we're not sitting here on this Saturday morning trying to play any games. I done played them. In fact, you know what? I'm walking a little slower myself. I don't have time for that. My daughter called me yesterday, and I raced over there. She said, Mama, come, Mama, come. I raced over there. I can't even tell you what she was doing when I got there. But if these people, when people know you right and you mean business and you don't go along with their sin, going over the cliff too with them. But when people know you are not that way, you don't care who they are. I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord. They're going to reach out. They're going to, through the night, while you sleeping, they crying, wondering, well, what can I do? Is this all it is? Is this all the trouble I done caused, and this is where I'm at now, still ain't about nothing, can't show your face? You know what I told her? I said, you know what? You ought to come and speak at one of these meetings. We have a meeting coming up October 8th. You know, you need to come and tell the truth about what is going on. I told my other daughter yesterday, she called with the issue. I said, she said, well, Mama, get a big screen, and I know how to zoom in, and while you guys are there eating, I can come on Zoom or something. She said she knew she could talk. And when we hung up there, then another daughter called. You know what? God is real. You are killing your people when you don't tell them about God, when you walk in a lie. Who are you? Who am I? How can I show God that I love him? Okay, you're going to have to put him first. How you going to put him first? You don't know nothing about him. Oh, well, you, Colonel Harrison just said you got to obey him. How you going to obey God? You don't know anything about him. Some people that have been sitting in these churches can't tell you the Davidic line to Jesus Christ. When did the lineage of Jesus start? It's right there in Matthew. They can't tell you that. They can't tell you about Bartholomew, what he did not do when he was at. They can't tell you that. So how you going to show God you love him? You know, the police ain't going to even come pick you up if they don't know nothing about you. Before they come, they study your background. Well, he did this, she did that, she this in 1998 and 2000. Then they get in the car down the way. How are we going to do anything for God? How are we going to show him we love him and we don't know nothing about him? Colonel Harrison, finish this off. What are some of the ways that a person can really show God that they love him? Now, you said a few. I don't want to hear nothing weak, and no one else does. What is three, name three things that a person has got to do, not what, they can't make up their mind, yell on them. What must they do? The man said, he came in the midnight hour, he said, what must I do to be saved? You ain't going to be saved by God, and you don't know nothing about him. All y'all out there, dust your Bibles off. Stop lying on somebody else. Stop making up some bogus excuses why you don't know God. Come ask them, what can we do? Come on with the fire, or I'll keep talking. And say, you got to come on. Get on up.
Yeah, get to know who God is, yield your life to God, and be obedient to God's holy words. Get to know who God is, yield your life to God, and be obedient to God's holy words. That's the only way that a person can turn around their lives, move in the right direction. God has a plan for all of us, a plan to prosper us and not to do us evil and harm.
Yes.
We got to do it God's way. If we don't do it God's way, then we will perish.
Sure will passion. My daddy used to say, I'd rather God kill me than man. I said, Bishop, why are you saying that? I got so many sayings in my mind. I said, why are you saying that? He said, I'd rather have God kill me than man. And you know what? When God kills you, when God kills you in your heart, your spirit, your mind, he's already there talking resurrection talk. You just might have a second chance, but you know, many have sat in these churches all their lives. They cannot tell one story about the Bible, share the gospel, preach the gospel, or proclaim to their friends and family anything about God. But they've been laying around the church door. Oh, yeah, that's a good sermon. But they prove false under the power of the word. We cannot show God we love him if we don't know nothing about him. All y'all, if you got to go to a dead rat, ask him to teach you something about God. You better try to get to that dead rat. If you got to go, whatever it takes for you to get Colonel Mention tapes and watching TV, whatever it takes. But something inside of these people that are not dead have got to unch them to want to do it. If they don't want to know or learn nothing here, nothing about God, guess what? You don't have to ask who they belong to, but you don't want them to know that you know But you know what God will do. God bless you all. Thank you, Colonel Harrison. Thank you, all you listeners. I can't see who's here. I got one screen. Something is going on. God bless you all. Come on back next week and hear how you can show God that you love him. We got a blockbuster. We haven't mentioned it this morning, but next week, part four, that's it. How can you show him? You're going to find out how and why you should. God bless you.